Net neutrality. Should the internet have fast lanes? Net neutrality refers to the principle that all lawful internet traffic should be given the same level of priority. In other words, internet service providers, ISPs, should not be able to speed up, slow down, filter, or block data. On June 11, 2018, America's Federal Communications Commission, FCC, repealed the Obama-era net neutrality regulations, 2015 to 2018. Ajit Pai, FCC's chairman under the Trump administration, called these regulations heavy-handed and a mistake. Pai claimed a reversal was necessary because investment in high-speed networks declined by the billions when the FCC, under Obama, reclassified an ISP as a common carrier, as opposed to an information service, in order to impose stronger regulations. Many agree with Pai that net neutrality was an unnecessary and heavy-handed regulation. These opponents of net neutrality argue that ISPs should be treated as information providers who can more easily compete and innovate. Without net neutrality regulations, ISPs can offer different business models and services. This might include charging a premium to a company such as Netflix for more bandwidth, thus creating internet fast lanes. Similarly, a consumer might need to pay for a special package, for example, an entertainment package, to get past a paywall. According to opinion polls, however, the majority of Americans support net neutrality. They view it as a necessary form of consumer protection, because 50% of Americans have limited or no choice in their internet provider. Supporters also feel that regulations protect small businesses and entrepreneurs who can't afford to compete in fast lanes. Small and large companies alike are concerned that without strong regulations, ISPs can prioritize the content of their paid partners. Recent supporters of net neutrality also include internet giants like Google, Facebook, and Amazon. They argue that the internet should be open for free expression and exchange of ideas. Former Democratic Senator Al Franken called net neutrality the free speech issue of our time. Like many contentious issues in the U.S., the political support for net neutrality is largely split along party lines. Democratic policymakers tend to approve of strong net neutrality, while most Republicans advocate for a lighter approach. The latter cite the FCC's Open Internet Transparency Rule, which still requires ISPs to disclose how they are managing their networks. In May 2018, the U.S. Senate voted to overturn the FCC's decision, but Congress did not take action. Before the official repeal of net neutrality in the summer of 2018, several states had already been planning ways to protect or reinstate it. Washington passed a state law protecting net neutrality in March of that year. California's governor signed a net neutrality bill shortly after. Other states, including Hawaii, New York, and Oregon, passed laws and executive orders requiring internet companies with government contracts to comply with net neutrality. The FCC began challenging these efforts immediately.